Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we welcome you to the broadcast today. We praise God for the precious truth and the wonderful series of truth that we are covering relative to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We emphasize once again our deep conviction and our earnest expectation of the return of the Lord Jesus back to this earth. What great events are yet to take place at the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the believers in the Lord Jesus, the wonderful truth, they will be taken to the Father's house at the blessed rapture. But oh, we are also touching upon a solemn truth in our messages of this week, relative to those who know not the Lord Jesus, who at the end of time we'll face him at the great white throne judgment. We read again the truth relating to that judgment in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. John writing by the Holy Spirit to say, "And I saw a great white throne, him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." May God add his own blessing to the inspired reading of his precious and holy word. We come again and we look at the great white throne judgment, upon which occasion all human beings who are out of Christ, who have not been the recipients of his great redemptive work and the mercy and the grace of God seeking to redeem their souls, will stand before him. May I repeat with emphasis, John is writing and declaring, "I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God, and the books were open." We believe with all earnestness and solemnity this is the scene of final judgment, when at the end of all time, as eternity dawns with a new creation and a new heaven and a new earth to begin, before that eternal creation is manifested, we have the great judgment of the unsaved from the beginning of time to the end. We pray earnestly that none of our listeners will be standing before God, that great judge, the Lord Jesus Christ, upon that occasion. But we also would like to emphasize, as we go on in our study, the verse that is before us today, the 12th verse, where on this occasion we read the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. May I repeat with emphasis that the divine writings of every human heart and human life will be produced. My beloved friend, you and I are writing history not only for time, whatever may be our portion in life below, but we are writing for eternity. And upon the books of eternal records, every life is recorded. My beloved, I'm sure we can safely assume that the angelic host, if it is entrusted to them, we know not, but the eternal records above pen the history of every human soul that has ever lived. How little we realize here below that we are writing all the time what we say, what we do, what we are writing for eternity. That is true whether it be for a believer or whether it be for an unbeliever. But our particular solemn judgment that we are studying is entirely in relation to unbelievers. The books will be opened. My beloved unsaved friend, to you I direct my words particularly. May God bless the truth of it to your soul and your conscience by convicting you of your need of Christ. You will stand before God and face the accurate record. May I point out to you that every record upon these books will not be a perfect one. No man is perfect. Is it not written, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? And though it may be possible and perhaps probable there will be some good things upon your record, yet you'll have to confess you are a sinner. You have sinned, and there will be on that record not only that which may weigh for good, but unfortunately that which will be of condemning character, your sins. Oh, my beloved, we say it again before that great judge on this occasion. All will be condemned from the record of their sins. Now, may I also make a statement very clearly and emphatically. I am fully aware from the teaching of God's Word that the eternal punishment that will be meted out to all who are unsaved will be according, as you got the words here, they are judged according to their works. The punishment will be accordingly, according to what they have done. There is no question of doubt. We must believe, and we do believe, there will be degrees of punishment in eternity. Just as we know from the Word of God, there will be degrees of glory for those who will be blessed. And so we have the fact before us. The books will be open. But we would point out in our 12th verse, there is a reference to another book. Not many books, but to one other book. As we read, another book was open. The name of that book is called the Book of Life. You can recognize very clearly that the Book of Life without doubt contains the names of those whose names have been written, inscribed with an eternal pen, as having been forgiven. For my beloved friend, if you stand before that judgment unsaved, you will be standing there unforgiven. Your sins will have never been forgiven. May I quote again the words of Jesus to the Pharisees when he said, if ye die in your sins, where I am ye cannot come. And may I emphasize properly, truthfully, this word of God declares that this judgment, all who will be standing there will be there standing in their sins. So one can realize one of the condemning factors of that judgment, as we can see and shall see at the end of the record, is those that stand there have no name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Did not the hymn writer pen the words, Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven, I would enter the fold. In the book of thy kingdom with its pages so fair, tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there? Is my name written there on the page white and fair? In the book of thy kingdom, is my name written there? Oh, my beloved, if your sins have never been forgiven, if you have neglected this most important matter relating to your soul for eternity as well as time, we beg of you in the name of the Lord Jesus that by his Spirit, in conviction, you will turn to the Lord Jesus for your salvation. God offers to all mankind the forgiveness of sins. And through the precious blood of his dear Son, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And all that believe are justified from all things. from which you could never be justified by the law of Moses. Paul, preaching in Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39, declared the message. Have you believed it? Have you been forgiven of all your sins? The record will be showing it, whether you have, whether you have not. And may I indeed confirm the fact from the Holy Scriptures that when you stand before God at that judgment, if so be the case, you will stand condemned. Oh, my beloved, let us revert to the fact. We made the statement regarding the character and the description of that throne recorded in verse 11. John says, I saw a great white throne. Great because of the vastness of its occasion, as well as the fact 'twill be the greatest judgment that has ever been held. But also it is white because of the purity, the righteousness, the holiness of that judgment of God. My beloved, did not one say in the Old Testament, when Abraham heard from the lips of the Lord who was speaking with him concerning the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah that he was considering, did not Abraham say, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, my beloved radio friend, if you are unsaved, you will have no complaint. You will have no ground to make a complaint. The judgment will be righteous. And the judgment will be final. And may I point it out, the judgment will be individual. At the end of verse 13, we read, they were judged, each man, everyone, according to their works. I think of the words so solemn that we would like to bring before your heart. From the book of Hebrews chapter 9, I believe verse 27. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Oh, my beloved, there are two inevitable appointments. You cannot avoid them. They are unavoidable. First, we have an appointment with death. Who has been able to escape it? But one or two in biblical history. And then, beyond death, don't forget, there is judgment. Father, bless thy word and bring some sinner to trust the Savior now in his precious and holy name, that they may come to Christ and be saved. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.